Hi, this is Neil Dion. Well, we've been anticipating it for days now, listening to the weather reports. The kids are all excited, and here it is. Whether you are young or just young at heart, there is something so special, so peaceful and pure about the first big snow. With the exception of a lone rabbit track, the fresh white blanket lies totally undisturbed in my yard. It's so beautiful the way it clings to the evergreens. The first big snow is an economic bonanza to any youngster with a snow shovel, providing a chance to earn enough to buy Christmas gifts just in the nick of time. When someone is stranded or broken down, offering help on a day like today makes you feel good all over, and makes friends out of strangers. Sometimes we all get so busy, so frantic with the shopping and the wrapping and the mailing and the spending and all that, we don't even notice how pretty it really is today. If there is such a thing as a generation gap, I think it's most evident at the grocery store just before the first big snow. The grandmas and grandpas are pushing carts loaded with things like flour, molasses, vanilla, oats, tea, sugar. And those little sprinkles that go on top of cookies, whatever they're called. Now, the younger couples are scurrying around, five deep in the express lane with pop and chips, Oreos, microwave popcorn, M&Ms, and the TV guide. You know, all the necessities of life. Me, I was busy buying the two things that go best with the first big snow. Cocoa and miniature marshmallows. When I was a boy, there was nothing like coming in, boots left by the door, mittens caked with snow flung onto the radiator, and sitting down to hot cocoa and marshmallows at the kitchen table. But then again, that was a simpler time. These days, snow means bad traction, scraping windshields, the buses run late, it's harder to get from place to place. The kids are all hoping there's no school, and their folks are all praying that there is. I hope we can all see past the inconvenience that the snow brings. I suspect that a lot of good husbands topped off the windshield washer fluid in their wives' cars last night. And I bet a lot of Christmas cookies get born today. The sweetest lady, Mrs. Golson, lives next door. She's in her 80s and lost her husband last year. And I see that two neighbors have already shoveled her walks and driveway. I also see Paul and Teresa Kaufman in their living room window directly across the street. And I don't mean to stare, but the sight of them holding each other, admiring their Christmas tree, alone in the colorful glow of the Christmas lights is quite touching. They have five children, so as you can imagine, you steal moments such as this quite rarely and appreciate them very much as the children sleep. Apparently, I wasn't quiet enough as I prepared to leave for work this morning. 4 a.m., I tiptoed into the boys' room to get a peek at them, as I often do before leaving, and found them both with their noses pressed to the glass. In unison, I heard, "Dad, it's snowing! When you come home today, can we take the sled out, make a snowman, have a snowball fight, make snow angels, and have hot chocolate with marshmallows?" I can't wait to get home today. There really is nothing quite like the first big snow.